Hello and welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. We are on day two of our career article, June 12th, 2018. The title of our article is Office Woes and Career Transitions. And back in the studio, I have Simon and Carolyn. Welcome back, panelists.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Simon, what is something that we discussed yesterday?
Well, I think probably the best thing I could say is just kind of a summary. We were kind of given a recipe for dealing with small problems in the office that are things that really annoy you, but maybe make you feel bad for being annoyed. Mm-hmm. And the suggestion we got was that you really just need to do a couple of things. One is be very clear about what the expectations are and what the problem is. Mm-hmm. You also need to lay out a solution, but then you need to reiterate that, and that was actually one of the words we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. Reiterate just means repeat and emphasize this sort of thing. And I guess be consistent in following up if you don't get the change or the action that you're looking for.
Now, to me, what a lot of this comes down to, these problems, you have to communicate and you have to have clear expectations, which expectations are part of the communication process because you need to tell people what your expectations are. And Carolyn, why do we sometimes step back from that? Why do we sometimes not want to communicate and not set clear expectations?
Well, it's not that we don't want to do it. It's more that maybe we're afraid of offending someone, or we don't want to come across as being mean or rude or strict. We want to be friendly and have a good office environment and make sure that everyone is comfortable. And it can be a little bit difficult to communicate clearly and set those expectations without coming across as a little mean.
You have to strike the right balance. And some people kind of are better at that. They're good communicators and they maybe more naturally can do that, and others have to work at it. And but at any rate, we have to set clear expectations. And that's really what yesterday's topic was about, making sure that this employee, Joshua, as we called him, could understand what was expected of him with regards to his penmanship. But today, we're talking about complaining, a topic we can all relate to, right, Simon?
That's right. And, you know, this topic does kind of tie in well with yesterday, because one of the issues that the manager had yesterday was that they, you know, felt bad. The issue was bad handwriting, basically. Sort of an employee who had poor handwriting and they couldn't understand it. And so you can sort of see how you might feel bad complaining about that, feel like, even though it's a bit of a problem for you, you're being petty, I think was the word you used yesterday. Mm-hmm. And today we have a similar kind of issue. It's noise.
Yeah. And it says coworkers need to stop complaining about colleague. And I find this topic kind of interesting and kind of humorous in some ways, the way the office coach addresses the issue, maybe not the way you would expect based upon the question.
Well, yeah, and it's really the opposite side of the same coin as from yesterday, because yesterday we talked about an issue that seemed small but actually did have an effect on work, and so it was something that needed to be addressed with a little bit of assertiveness. Whereas today the issue is something that maybe isn't very important, and yet it's being treated as though it is overly important.
Very good point. Well, let's get into today's topic. If you have your magazine, you can follow along on page 21 as we have our first reading.
Your office coach. Coworkers need to stop complaining about colleague. Question. As the manager of a small office, I am not sure how to handle an ongoing complaint about one employee. Two women who work with Jessica keep telling me they're disturbed by the noises that she makes. These coworkers say Jessica grunts and groans whenever she gets up from her chair, possibly because she is overweight and has a chronic back problem. I can't figure out how to discuss this with Jessica. Rearranging the desks is not an option. What should I do?
All right, well, who do we hear from, Simon? Who's writing in asking this question?
We're hearing from another manager, this time a manager of a small office, who has this problem they don't know how to deal with. The problem is that some employees are complaining about their coworker.
All right, it's an ongoing complaint, and we see that two women who work with Jessica, again, her name is in quotation marks, this is not her real name, but we are calling her that. These two ladies working with Jessica keep telling this manager that they're disturbed by something. What are they disturbed by?
They are disturbed by the noises that Jessica makes.
All right. And so, this is piques my interest. What are they talking about? You know, a lot of times there are noises that in the office and maybe you don't particularly like, or something someone does gets on your nerves. Or maybe there's another issue, an underlying issue here as well. Well, what are they saying Jessica is doing, Simon?
I just want to say I'm really happy because we are about to have an opportunity for me to do sound effects on the radio. The thing they're complaining about is Jessica, this employee, and she makes grunts and groans. And so a grunt is kind of a sound you would make when you're lifting something heavy or exerting yourself, like, and a groan is sort of a sound you would make when you're in a little bit of pain or you're struggling, like, ooh.
Right. Nice sound effects. I think you get the point there. Well, the coworkers, apparently, they don't like this. And so this apparently this happens when Jessica gets up out of her chair, and they say possibly because she is overweight and has a chronic back problem. You know, if you're in a lot of pain, you tend to grunt and groan, don't you?
Sure. This is very normal. I think that for people who are larger or overweight or people who have chronic pain, they make these noises. It's not unusual. And even for people who don't have chronic pain, if you're just a little bit uncomfortable and maybe you shift position in your chair, you might go, ugh.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of stretching or moving, and it's a normal noise.
Wait, quick quiz. Which sound did Carolyn just make, a grunt or a groan? I'm going to say grunt.
Yeah.
Was that a grunt?
So.
Yeah.
Or maybe in between a grunt and a groan?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, of course, this can annoy people around you. Sometimes you're making these noises, but at the same time, you're in pain, so maybe, you know, people should give you a little grace, right? Mm-hmm. So the manager here, she says, I can't figure out how to discuss this with Jessica. She says, we can't rearrange the desks. That's not an option. What should I do? And so that's the question she's writing into the office coach, Marie McIntyre. And we're going to see how Miss McIntyre answers this in our next reading for today.
Answer. I agree that you have a problem, but not the one you describe. In my opinion, your difficulty lies not with Jessica, but with her spiteful colleagues. By paying attention to these whining drama queens, you are contributing to the discord. If Jessica were playing loud music or singing at her desk, those would be valid issues. But the fact is that human beings are not silent creatures. They cough, laugh, sniff, and sigh. So an occasional grunt or groan is part of normal background noise. This mean girl twosome has apparently decided to make Jessica a target, and you're playing right in her hands. Instead of dignifying these petty gripes, you should direct this disruptive duo to modify their attitude.
All right, so Ms. McIntyre says, yeah, you have a problem, but it's not the one you think it is. It's not the one you describe. And so she gives her opinion, and what does she get into here?
Well, she says that the problem is not the noises Jessica makes.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the issue. The problem or the difficulty lies with her spiteful colleagues.
That word spiteful is a good word. It's meaning, you know, you want to harm someone in some way, maybe not physically, but if you're spiteful towards someone, you, you know, you're being mean and you want them to suffer in some sort of way, maybe emotionally or some other way. And so Miss McIntyre goes on and saying, by paying attention to these whining drama queens, you are contributing to the discord. And it's humorous the way she writes about this, but she's getting straight to the point and delivering her message very clearly. But what is a drama queen, Simon?
It's a tough term to describe without using other tough terms. So
Okay. Basically
there's a word we use, melodrama. Mm-hmm. Melodrama is when things are overacted. So they're made to be more dramatic than they really should be. They're a small thing that's made to be very serious or very emotional or a really big problem.
So they're overreacting to
this. That's right. And drama queens would be people who are overreacting to all kinds of things regularly. They make small issues into big issues.
All right. And she says here, you're contributing to the discord. What does that mean?
Well, discord means that things are not peaceful. It's kind of the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so if Jessica were playing loud music, so she goes off into an example here, if she was doing something else, like playing loud music or singing at her desk, those would be valid issues. But the issues that were mentioned here by the manager aren't really valid issues. The fact is that people make noise. Now, in an office place, you're working in cubicles probably, and people are going to make noise, right, around you. And so you have to learn how to deal with that.
Right. And if Jessica were singing or playing music, then those are things that you could ask her to please stop doing. But you can't ask her to stop being a human and not make any human noise. It's not really a reasonable request, because it's normal for people, if they have a cold or allergies, they're going to sniffle or they might cough. And those are normal noises. And if they're working on something and they find it really funny, then they might start to laugh at their desk.
Mm-hmm.
So these are normal noises. And yeah, maybe because you're in close proximity and you're all working together in a small space, because this is a small office, then it could be a little bit annoying, but I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's a key point. Is it as big of a deal as they are making it out to be? And that goes back into the drama queen thing. Well, what are some noises that they mention here that you hear in the office?
So much opportunity for sound effects. We're given coughs, which our listeners will be familiar with, and laughs, which our listeners will also be familiar with. Then there's the sniff. That's the sound you make when you have a runny nose.
Yeah.
Right? And sighs, which are sounds you make when you're relaxing or tired. Well,
yeah.
Brandon, you just stole my sound.
Oh, there's our laugh.
There was a laugh. Right? And we got the cough, too.
But, you know, if you're really busy at work and then you're hearing someone laugh a lot or do these kinds of things, it can be annoying, right?
It can be a little distracting, right? It's not so much, is it annoying? Because annoying is very much a personal level decision. I find that annoying. I don't find that annoying. But it can be distracting, especially if it's something that happens multiple times a day or rather frequently.
All right. Well, what are some things that maybe you all kind of find distracting in an office environment, Simon?
I think probably sniffing can be distracting. But, I mean, to be honest, here in our office environment, I haven't worked in a cubicle for a while. Cubicles are those dividers between desks. But the last time I worked in cubicles, there was sort of this agreement, an unspoken agreement that people around me came to, where they would just put their earphones on. And sometimes they weren't even listening to anything. If people had their earphones on, though, they were kind of blocking out some of the noise, and it basically meant, don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's a great way to, listen to some music and hopefully you don't hear the noise that's bothering you. Right?
Well, because even when you are working in a group of people, sometimes you kind of want your own space, a little privacy, and so you want to be able to withdraw from the group a little bit, and I think that's a good solution. So in my time working in cubicles, we've had that solution kind of built in, and so to be honest, I've never really had a huge issue with being annoyed by my coworkers. Now, some of my coworkers might have been annoyed by me, and they might just have never gotten around to confronting the issue. I don't know, but.
All right, Carolyn, how about you? What are some issues in the office that kind of bugged you a bit?
Well, earphones or headphones were a very good solution. I think maybe here, one of the issues that I have, not really issue, I guess just distraction, something that distracts me in the office is when people are having conversations.
Yeah.
Because I want to be a part of that conversation,
right.
But I have work to do.
Yes.
And so if I need to meet a deadline and someone is having an interesting conversation that I want to be a part of, then I need to be able to block it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm just going to listen because they're standing right next to my desk.
Yes. I think that can be a common issue of, you know, you're working with a lot of other people and, you know, maybe people are working on different things. And in this moment, maybe someone's not as busy as you and another moment you're not. And so that can be a struggle.
But I think as far as general noises that may annoy people, I don't have that many.
Mm.
I'm not easily annoyed by noises that people make because it's normal.
Yeah.
Like
right.
the clicking of the mouse, the computer
yeah.
mouse, or typing on the keyboard. Those are normal office noises.
Yes.
But I do think if someone is clicking their pen incessantly or nonstop, just click, 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 that can get a little bit annoying.
Right.
Because it's not a necessary noise.
Yes, it's not.
We're all happy because of the earphone solution.
Yes,
exactly.
See, it solves everything.
Exactly.
We grew up in a culture of cubicles, though, right? So
yes.
We all understand the secrets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good solution. Well, as we continue here on line 26, it says this mean girl, twosome, has apparently decided to make Jessica a target. Now, this word twosome is referring to two people who spend a lot of time together. And she describes these two ladies as mean. And so she's straightforward with her opinion, isn't she, Miss McIntyre?
Yeah, so mean girl. Mean girl is a term that we use to describe a female. It could be a young person. It could be an older woman. Both are fine, mean girl, but it just means that they are mean to other people, and that is part of their personality,
mm-hmm.
is that they get enjoyment from being mean to others.
All right, and so they've decided to single Jessica out and to make her a target. And Ms. McIntyre says this manager is actually playing right into their hands, Simon.
Yeah, so when you play into someone's hands, it basically means you do the thing they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you help them out, even if you don't really mean to do
mm-hmm.
it.
So instead of dignifying these petty gripes, you should direct this disruptive duo to modify their attitude. The word dignifying is you're causing something to be respected, or you're saying it's important. By the very fact that you're bringing up this issue, you're listening to them and you're thinking about, oh, how can we address this issue with Jessica and the noises? Instead of doing that, she calls those petty gripes, by the way, you should actually direct your attention toward the two ladies who are bringing up the complaint.
Right, and there are a lot of interesting words in this sentence.
Mm-hmm.
We have dignifying and then petty and gripe. Petty is something that is small or unimportant, but here it's being dignified, so even though it's small and unimportant, it's being made into a big deal or an important thing. And then a gripe is a kind of complaint. If you gripe about something, then you are complaining about it. So these are petty gripes, and they're not the real issue.
Yes, and so the real issue is, of course, these ladies are apparently being mean-spirited. That's the way Miss McIntyre is interpreting this. Well, we have an example here of what to do. Let's go to our last reading to find out what that example is.
For example, I don't know why you two are so focused on Jessica. The sounds you describe are normal human noises, like coughing or sneezing. While you apparently find this irritating, you undoubtedly have habits which also annoy people. So I expect you to be patient with Jessica, just as I expect others to be patient with you. Because this small grievance could signify a larger problem, you may want to dig a little deeper into this group. Should you discover evidence of clicks, shunning, or intimidation, then you will have a much more serious issue to address.
All right, so Ms. McIntyre gives us an example here. She says, I don't know why you two are so focused on Jessica. And isn't that just a good point to make at the beginning? Stop focusing on other people so much. We all have issues that we need to deal with. Stop putting this laser focus on other people.
Yeah, use your earphones, you know, then won't have a problem, right?
Get over it, right?
Yeah, it's interesting here that Ms. McIntyre goes on to sort of provide a justification for her saying that. I actually probably wouldn't have said more than, I don't know why you are so focused on Jessica. But she goes on to sort of explain her position on the matter by saying, the sounds you describe are normal human noises.
Mm-hmm, like coughing or sneezing. And, of course, people may find this irritating, right? But she makes a good point. You also have issues that annoy people.
Uh-huh. No one is perfect. Everyone has some little quirk that will annoy someone else.
She uses the word undoubtedly, meaning there's no doubt about it. You probably have some annoying things that you do. And so patience is the prescription, basically. I expect you to be patient with Jessica, just as I expect others to be patient with you. And that's always a good reminder.
That's right. This is, in some ways, very close to the advice we got yesterday, where our office coach said to lay out very clear expectations. And that's what you see in this last sentence, right? Mm-hmm. I expect you to be patient with Jessica. So your job responsibility is to be patient.
Yeah. And
with
then
the other people.
We have some other words here to describe this. We've talked about, you know, this is a complaint and so forth, but we have a good word here that we need to discuss. What is that?
Yeah. Small grievance. Mm. If something is a grievance, then it is a type of complaint. It is something that grieves you.
Mm-hmm.
And if it grieves you, then it makes you quite upset.
All right. Because of this small issue, you know, this could signify a larger problem. This small issue could be a sign that there is a larger problem. And that's what I was thinking as I was reading this. It sounds like they just don't really like Jessica, because if they really liked her, they would probably overlook these small issues, right?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like the sounds that she makes are just an excuse to target her mm-hmm. because they don't like her.
So here, Ms. McIntyre encourages the manager to dig a little deeper into this group, and maybe you'll discover evidence of cliques. A clique is a small group, and they spend a lot of time together, and they don't want other people to join their group.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're shunning others. If you shun someone, maybe they come up and kind of just ignore them, or you don't talk to them very much, and you just want them to go away. You shun them away. Or there's also intimidation. What is intimidation, Simon?
Well, it's when people are intimidating other people. Oh, that's a terrible definition. Basically, it means people are kind of threatening other people and making them feel afraid, but without actually doing anything physical to cause them that fear.
So if she digs into this, the manager digs into this and finds any of these issues, well, there's even bigger problems to address.
Yeah, and I think this is actually probably a very serious issue for the manager, much more serious than it seems, because in a lot of places, you know, companies have sort of an obligation, a moral one, if not a legal one, but also often legal, to sort of give their employees a safe environment to work where they're free of things like bullying, right?
Yeah.
You know, for example, like schools, be very careful about allowing bullying to go on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also true for workplaces where bullying happens. And so because this manager is aware that there's a problem, you really can't turn a blind eye to it. You have to sort of explore the problem in a deeper way to find out if, you know, Jessica's rights are being violated.
Yeah.
This is an example of that.
And if they're complaining about the noise, but there's really a deeper issue, then it's not really clear what's going on. And so that's really frustrating for a manager. You're trying to get work done, and you have these personal issues to deal with.
Right. So it seems like the simple solution is, okay, just put on some headphones and block out the noises, no problem. But that may not be the actual problem, and so earphones or headphones may unfortunately not be the solution.
That's right. And so the manager has to come up with some ways to hopefully help everyone to get along. You can't force people to do that, but she will hopefully try some things to maybe build some teamwork among the people there. And it's hard because it's a small office. And, you know, if people can't get along, it's not like, well, I can go to this other group over here and get along with them. Well, it's hard because there are only a few people there. And so Ms. McIntyre, I think, has given some good things to think about for this manager, and hopefully this information will be helpful. And maybe you don't deal with these issues in your office, but at least it brings up the topic of some things that you can think about. And the important thing is, you can be patient with one another and not always be focusing on other people's problems, but realizing we also have problems that we need to work on ourselves. We have one more day of this career article. Tomorrow we will be talking about gap year for middle-aged professionals. It's something that I've not really heard before. Of course, we talked about gap years with regards to college-age students, but this is for middle-aged professionals, so come back tomorrow to find out more about that. Until then, this is Brandon
and Ellen
and Simon
saying goodbye.
Goodbye.